Oh, yeah.
419, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 to 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And our year this year, today, our throwback year today.
Right,
there we go.
Yeah, that's it.
Is 1975.
There you go.
And that is the year that Betamax was introduced.
The Betamax.
It changed the television viewing.
It did.
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, and it failed spectacularly. But but it did change. It's weird to think about now when everything is on demand.
Yeah, right.
But there was a time, kids who were giving the thumbs down.
Yeah.
There was a time when you had to tape. So if you weren't home to watch something, you had to tape it.
And you had to say the beginning and the end time with the flashing screen lights and whatever else to make sure you had enough room left on your, either Betamax or VHS cassette. Yeah.
So Betamax was developed by Sony and was released in Japan on May 10th, 1975, followed by the U.S. in November of that year.
Okay.
Betamax is widely considered to be obsolete, having lost the videotape format war.
Oh.
Which saw its closest rival, the VHS, also now obsolete, dominate most markets.
Betamax got the thumbs down.
Sure did.
The thumbs down.
Sony had demonstrated its Betamax prototype to other electronics manufacturers in 1974 and expected that they would back a single format for the good of all.
Hmm.
However, Sony's attempt to dictate an industry standard backfired when JVC made the tactical decision to forego Sony's offer of Betamax in favor of developing its own technology, the VHS.
Wow, JVC beat out Sony.
Yeah.
Okay.
In terms of quality, there was no comparison between the two. When Betamax tapes and machines debuted in 1975, they offered vibrant colors and sharp renderings of pre-recorded and homemade cassettes.
Oh, yeah.
VHS, which debuted in 1977, was bulkier and flunked most head-to-head evaluations of the two formats.
Mm-hmm.
Betamax tapes were nearly half the size of VHS. Sony pushed hard to market the convenience of the size. In addition to the superior quality.
Right.
Sony was confident consumers would value the picture quality above all else.
Well,
however, there was a pretty big problem with Betamax for the amateur home video audience.
Mm-hmm.
Most Betamax cassettes could only record up to an hour.
That's Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, and then what?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're done.
Betamax's longest cassette could record up to 5 hours, but this was still second rate to some VHS tapes that could record over 10 hours of footage.
Geez.
One of the biggest early complaints about Betamax was the inability to record football games, specifically football games, which obviously can average like 3 hours long.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the worst if you get cut off at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
But that wasn't the only reason VHS eventually superseded Betamax. Sony's machines were also pretty pricey. The first Betamax device introduced in the U.S. was the LV1901 console, which included a 19-inch color monitor.
Oh, it came with the TV.
It did, and it appeared in stores in early November 1975, and it sold for $2,495. That is over $13,500 today.
Wow, it's like a car back then.
Pretty expensive.
Yeah.
JVC, on the other hand, was happy to let other manufacturers make its units and engage in more competitive pricing.
Mm,
what Sony didn't take into account was what consumers actually wanted.
Oh.
They believed that having better quality recordings was the key to success and that consumers would be willing to pay a higher retail price for this.
Wrong, though.
Whereas it soon became clear that consumers' desire was focused more intently on recording time, lower retail price, and compatibility with other machines for sharing.
We like cheap crap all day long.
That's right.
Yeah.
By 1980, the VHS format controlled 60% of the North American market. By 1984, 40 different companies made VHS equipment in comparison with just 12 for Betamax.
Well, that's not much.
Yeah. Sony finally conceded defeat in 1988 when it, too, began producing VHS recorders. There was a bit of a silver lining, though, regarding Betamax products. In 1982, Sony released the Betacam, a videotape targeted to professional filmmakers, and it quickly became the most used videotape format in electronic news gathering at the time.
Right.
So that part of it was relatively successful.
Yeah, okay.
Despite this, Betamax recorders continue to be manufactured and sold until August of 2002, when Sony announced they were discontinuing production of all remaining Betamax models. The last major film to be released on Betamax was Mission Impossible in 1996.
My gosh, really?
Yeah. Sony continued to sell Betamax cassettes until March of 2016.
Wow.
So not that long ago, you could still buy yourself a Betamax cassette if you wanted. One main reason why Betamax held on for so long was because areas in South America and Japan apparently still use the tapes regularly.
Okay. So. What about LaserDiscs?
Yeah, I don't know. Blu-ray? Were there Blu-rays?
Wasn't LaserDisc, is that Sony as well?
I don't know.
So, was it, I'm curious. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Betamax, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play a song about something you could watch on your Betamax.
Yeah.
We're going to play Western movies.
Oh.
By the Olympics.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Wow. Made me jump. The Olympics. Western movies. Legends 102. Wow. Gunfire. Wow. All right. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record? It's scaring people.
Because.
It's scaring me.
You can watch Western. You could watch at one time Western movies on your Betamax. Which I talked about for Throwback Thursday
you
today.
You did. You did. I remember that. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Right.
Go.
The first Betamax device introduced in the U.S. sold for $2,495 or more than $13,000 today.
Wow. One of the earliest complaints about Betamax was that it couldn't be used to record football games.
And Betamax recorders were manufactured and sold until August of 2002.
And I looked on the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
No.
eBay,
it's not
though.
On Amazon.
There
eBay,
is a bunch. There are a bunch of movies and machines.
But the machines, a lot of them, they seem to be listed as parts, which doesn't sound like it works.
Which means they're broken. But yeah.
But if you buy a bunch of them, maybe you have enough parts to put it back to. Well, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
I wonder if Record Archive has beta tape. Beta.
I don't know. You know, they have. I did make fun of LaserDiscs a minute ago. They do have LaserDiscs.
I bet
over
they've
there.
Got some Betamax.
The only place I ever, you know where I ever saw LaserDisc players, not to take off away from your Betamax, the only place I ever saw LaserDisc players were in schools.
Oh.
Schools, and it wasn't like everybody had them, but some classrooms had LaserDisc players. And that's the only place.
Wow.
They couldn't get traction.
Fancy.
Betamax, though. Yeah. I think my parents had a Betamax player, I think, when I was younger, we were like 1982, 83, something like that.
Yeah, could have been.
All right. Folks want to learn more about Betamax, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Yes. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And your blog page has not been hacked.
Not that I know of.
Not that you're aware of.
So.
All right. And not duplicated either. There's only one.
As far as I know. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Come back tomorrow at 4:10, will you please?
I will.
And we'll wrap up the week together. Ed Smith along in just a few minutes with a first look at your Throwback Thursday ride home and your forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols on the way to on Legends 102.7.